Okay, tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Rachel Basra of Naphtali Akayin, who is the great-grandmother of everybody in the woman's section of our shir. We're up to the the final Halleluka, which is on page Kufay and Aleph, which, as I told you at the outset, is a little bit strange because it doesn't really refer to anything specific. It's extremely general, and it talks about musical instruments. Very puzzling, so let's see how Rav Schwab explains it, and then I'd like to share with you a second explanation. Rav Schwab talks about it poetically. Derech HaMenatzeach, it's the way of a conductor, somebody who conducts an orchestra, Al Tazmairis, somebody who conducts music. Lidarbon Klei Hazemer Hashainim. I think a darbon is the stick which in the Gemara, the darbon is the stick with which you prod the animals. So I guess in the orchestra you prod the people. Klei Hazemer Hashainim, the different musicians. Shekolachad Yashmiya Kailei Beite Bizmanai. First, the violinist has a solo, and then the trumpet. Ashla b'sayif at the end, kulam biyachav isgarben v'hochel nesayim v'kaladir. The high point of the songs at the end, after all of the each musical instrument had its solo, at the end they all come together, isgarben v'hochel nesayim v'kaladir lashmiya roishav v'yimcha, to make an unforgettable ending to the music. Must be a name for that. What's it called at the end when they...
Crescendo,
okay. So that's what he's referring to. So the crescendo of Hallel is Hallelukel B'Kasha, is the last Halleluka. It's the last capital in Tehillim. The Kach Noim Zmiris Yisrael, that's David HaMelech, the sweet singer of Israel. Metapes V'Oyla Medarga L'Darga. He goes up from step to step, Adi Giyay L'Siyam Sifrei, till he comes to close his book, B'Mizmar Hazeh, Shua Achren Shebesef in Tehillim. With this, which is the last song in Tehillim, V'Hushai Hiskabrus Hashira, Shakal Hiloi David HaMelech, and it's the apex, the ultimate song, V'Soyvev Alazman Ha'asid. And it refers to La'asid Lave, as we said in this whole last five kapitloch. This goes on the ultimate gula, shulamayla me'asogas enosh, olam haneshamis, something we don't understand. The world of neshamis, k'divrei Rambam, olam haba, im v'guf, v'gvia, there's no physical presence, el nafshis hatzdika bavad, the soul's alone, v'loy guf, k'malachei hasharis. So I guess that's the explanation of why there are no words for it. If it's, we say, ayin le'rasa, l'kim zulasecha, the ultimate, gift, the ultimate time of Olam HaNeshamis is something that in the physical world we can't express. So for that reason it would explain that it describes the music but not actually the words of praise of that time period. Excuse me. Now, there is a tremendous machlekes rishayim, tremendous, I mean that strong feelings on both sides as to whether the Olam HaAsida is with a guf or without a guf. And the Rambam Shita is that it's without a guf, and I think that's Klal Yisrael as a whole sort of paskin that way, sort of accepted that idea. So this song, which refers to La'asid Lava, Pesach HaMishayir HaLuka U'menatzeach HaSymphonia, the symphony, L'tzavis La'imdim La'ivar Echad, Shiashiru, on one side, sing, Akiyasim Panavalever Hashani, Shagam Hevit Tzchubarina, like a conductor who tells each side to sing, V'aymer Hallelu Kael B'Kodshai. Hainu Hamokim Hamakudish Kagan Besamigdash. Praise Hashem in His Holiness, Avo Be'emes Kailu Bezek Kol Kador Ha'elam. In this world, the Besamigdash is the Mokim HaKedusha, but Lost Lavai, Shalosat Tispashe Kedusha's Heritage Yisrael, B'Chadalam Kulai, V'yimolik v'ayr Hashem is kol ha'aretz. U'poyne alo ha'ilom es ha'yaynim, See, I don't really understand. If you're talking about the Olam HaNeshamis, what does it mean the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael will be in the whole globe of the world? I don't know what he means. It'll be, it's all that will exist. And David HaMelech turns to the higher worlds. Praise Hashem in the heavens of His strength. That which we look up when we see a sky, that's really only the ball of light that of air that the atmosphere of the world. The rikia is really anything above that. There are spiritual higher worlds. With the Musa Rashi Achaya Rakia, as it says in Yecheskel, can a kerach hanayra noti arashem umayla, whatever that means, that's in the Maaseh Merkava. Shegama Rashi Achaya Sakaydesh or Shehim Amalachim Achiyal Yainim b'mayla. There's something even above the angels. Nimsa Rakia, Rakia Uzay Hu Adarga Hachi Gavaya Sheshamakim Tokvay Ugrasi Shalkadish Baruch Hu Vamer Haluluhu Es Hashem Bekachay B'Hay Alma Makim Mishkan Bali Bechira. So that the first expression is Haluluka Halukel Bekadshai, and praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the Mokim Hakadosh, which is a world we can have access to, and Lubikiyuza in the world which we have no access to. And then in the next paragraph, he goes through the whole thing. Halulu Bigvuraisav Haynu Midas Adin Shalai Halukroy Gudlay. So we had many times that God oil is midas rachamim, is giving, so you have it here again. Godel haynu midas rachamim shalei sheshnei misachdim lachativ ha'achas v'achakach mitzave lahal lakadosh baruch hu b'chol sugei kli zemer. Praise Hashem with all types of musical instruments. Halu b'tek ha'shofar, halu b'nevel v'chinar, stringed instruments, kli shir ha'asuyim mim... strings. Halu b'seifu machel, praise Hashem with the drum and dancing. Halu b'min of yugav, cymbals and kin chalil, flutes. Halu b'tzitzel shama, that's a symbol. Clay the chayshe shemakishim zazet symbol. Hamshuim kol gadol. Halu b'shul shua kol shir hamayrim. Now this is a puzzle that always bothered me. I fell asleep at night over it, but I always wondered what's going on with all these musical instruments. Like, what's the purpose in listing them? And then I saw a beautiful pshat, one of the Gedolei Sfarad, which is quoted here in the Art Scroll Tehillim by Rabbi Foyer. He talks about the symbolism of all the musical instruments. Just find it. Okay, I'll tell you as I remember it. There's just too much here to... can never spot anything on the spot. But anyway, I'll tell you what he brings. I think he brings it from... There's a Ravali, Svarta Gray, who wrote on Tillim. Well, I think... What? Is Tamar Ramchal. So I believe he brings it from him. It could be anywhere in this section. But he says very beautifully. He says... it's in the introduction. He says, the challenge of life is to recognize God in every situation. Sometimes man can perceive God's closeness as he trembles before God's judgment, which overwhelms man like the strong sound of the shofar. At other times, he enjoys idyllic serenity resembling the soft and delicate tones of the nevel v'chinar. What he's saying is that each of the musical instruments portrays a different time when you experience things. Praise Hashem with all your experiences, with the shofar experience, which is the trembling of the shofar, with the serenity of somebody who sits or plays the harp. Again, man recognizes that God has made this quiet mood. He praises the Almighty the gift of tranquil bliss. I don't know how often that happens. Sometimes life becomes rushed and turbulent, like the swift tempo and pounding beat of the drum and the dance music. He says, Machal means dance music. Verse 4. At such times, man must not let the turmoil cause him to forget to praise God. I love this so much. What he's saying is, all the musical instruments here, says, this is the way Tilim should end. Tilim has, some Tilim David said when he was in Big Tsaris. Some Tilim he said when good things happened to him. Some Tilim he said when he was afraid. Some Tilim he said when he was joyful. So how should Tilim end? It should end with praise Hashem with whatever situation you're in. So the explanation of all the situations that you're in is this explanation. The explanation of each type of music resembling a different human experience. So this, I don't know, this, and then it ends, Kela Neshama Ta'alaka, that the total Neshama should praise Hashem. I don't know, I just, when I saw this, it was at least it answered the question of why this is the end. A list of instruments, you know, that's part of the score. You know, they have, just at the end, they have a list of all the instruments, but according to this, it's very good. Now, he says, Umasayim kel ha-neshama tahalol ka. Yesh lefayrash kel ha-neshama hainu ha-neshama b'chol shleimusa. Not all souls, because it's ha-neshama, singular. So it means all parts of the soul. The soul, b'chol shleimusa, all parts of the soul should praise Hashem, v'abir b'zeh. Shebemes ein anu yoidin bebirur, mahim kol suge kli zemra mufratim kan. We really don't know exactly. We say a harp, we say a flute. We're not sure exactly what they are. Leize tafkin miyuchin mishamish kolecha mehem. And what a purpose each one serves. Veze chashivus yesh lchol kli ukli. Asher David HaMelech marbel litlois hashir kifi akela mashayinim. So David HaMelech seems them important. Kamoisha mitzinu. Alei asar v'alei novel, alei higoyem bechinar. David HaMelech talks about praising Hashem alei asar on the 10-stringed instrument. Alei novel, alei higoya in bechinar. So the novel is some other type of stringed instrument. Alei higoya in on the expression bechinar, which comes along with the harp. Omnam borush kamaisha guf mischalek levarim shaynim ash kolachid yeshay tafke prati. Just like the body has different parts, each one fulfills a tafkid. Why can't it be a Kaddish Baruch? Benishma sa'odam, the soul of a person, shetzchalek l'kama tchunais v'agoshe shaynais. The soul has many different emotions. V'chol achas mis'ereres al yedei klei shir miyuchad. And music awakens the person. V'emtzais ha-symphony ha-gedoy la-azais. Every music has the ability to bear something, and all of them together are ma'irer God. The idea of music, which I have to admit I don't fully appreciate, I appreciate music with words, it brings out the feeling, the music itself not as much, but there are seven chachmas even in halacha we find the Torah recognizes seven branches of wisdom. The seven branches of the Menorah refer to six Chachmas Chitzayniyais and the center branch, which is the Torah. Although in Halacha we find seven types of wisdom. It says that you make a bracha when you see a Chacham who's a Chacham in the Chachmas Olam. You make a bracha if you see I don't know who qualifies today, but certainly Einstein, if you saw Einstein, you'd make a bracha. Now, in the seven branches of secular wisdom, one of them is music. Music is one of the seven. And music is recognized as not just being a talent, but it is wisdom to it. There's wisdom to music as well. I guess to the science of music and what it does to be a Meirer person. The Pas HaShulchan was one of the Talmidei HaGra. Reb Mendel was it? Mishklov, who moved to Eretz Yisrael. He led the Talmidei HaGra, who led that move to Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a Sefer Pas HaShulchan, which the Sefer itself are the laws of Eretz Yisrael. Shulchan Aruch doesn't have the laws that are okay only in Eretz Yisrael. See, well, pa'as ha-shulchan, a corner to the shulchan. And in the introduction, he writes what he saw by his Rebbe. And a lot of the things we know about the Gra come from there. He writes there that the Gra never slept more than 30 minutes at a shot. And while he was sleeping, his mouth moved with the Divrei Torah. And he writes, I think he slept 3 or 4 times 30 minutes in the Meis Leis. I had some kids like that. Once. So there he writes that the Gra said that the wisdom of Chachma was the wisdom of the music. The wisdom of music was the wisdom of music in the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash. And he writes that there's music which has Kedusha in it, inherent Kedusha. And he writes, from the Kayach of Mizbar, you could be Mechayim Mason. Now, what exactly it means, Mechayim Mason, I don't know. Some people driving around with music that not qualified, but that's what he says. He writes in a very, and he writes, when the Grof finished Shir HaShirim, he was especially uplifted, and he spoke about song when he finished Shir HaShirim. To us, we don't see the song in Shir HaShirim. We see maybe a little bit of poetry. But at any rate, that's what he writes. Now, there's one more point. What? Music goes
with Nevuah.
Music by Elisha, that's true. Music goes with Nevuah. Yeah, I always wonder, there's melody and there's beat. And together they work well. When you have beat alone, it seems to me, I don't have any wisdom about it, but when I'm at a wedding, and they go to do just the beat of a song without the melody, it seems to bring out not fine things in people. I don't know. I mean, they jump up and down. They don't do anything bad. It doesn't seem to be what the Gra was doing when he's listening to music. It just seems, and the melody seems to bring out a serenity in the neshama. I don't know. What?
The music playing
is pretty coarse. It's coarse. Yeah. Okay. I guess that was a Tauta's opinion. Yeah. Okay. And that, okay, I agree. You mean that, alright, I don't fully appreciate the music. I once read a book, there's a secular book, the name of the book is Music, but it explains what, it has the wisdom of music. I read it many years ago, I found it fascinating. Fascinating as a science, but I couldn't really put it into practice. Everybody's different. To me, music brings out meaning of words. It brings out meaning, and it means something to me. But, yeah. And anyway, I told you many times, there was a machlaikis to the Chabad and Rav Nachman. What's a higher madrig of music, with words or without words? You know, the Chabad said that words chain down the music. It's better without words. Chabad was without words, and they were. The Chabad is marches that they're all military songs. Not all, but many. But anyway, you know, let's see. There's one more prat he brings. Ubeprat b'mizma zeh uparat b'mizma zeh esapamim halalu. It says halalu 10 times. Ulael b'simfunya shebimizma kuf mem ches. Right, the third of the five. Right, the third and the fifth are the most important. So the third one says, now he was saying in this whole flow that the fifth one is Olam Haba, the third one is Mashiach. He says, there's a Gemara as follows. Kinar shall migdash shall shivas niman. Hoya. The kinar in the Beis HaMikdash is 7. We have 7, how does it go? Dole, do re mi. Fasalato day. So there are 7, what's the proper word for it? 7 notes to the, and then it starts again, and to the scale. So 7 notes to the scale, and then it goes around again. So that's an Olam Hazeh. Shayibaisa Mashiach Shmaina. Mashiach's day there will be 8 notes. Shalom Abba Eser. Shenemar Aleyasar Leinavela Yigayim Bechinar Ayin Shal. Now it's fascinating to me, what I read, I don't know anything of what this means, but that in the Arabic music, it's not 7. I don't remember if it's 8 or 9. But the Arabic music is based on a scale that has more than 7 notes. However that works, I don't know, but that's what I had read. At any rate, you can see it's a different music. The Sephardic music is very different. Shekvah Haranu Ledas Shemizmar Kupim Ches Ayu Ayu Ma'aseh Mashiach. That's called eight. L'chaydi Be'akiba Haya B'Mizmar Shmaina V'Amin Ches Pamim Halalu. Aval Mizmar Shalonu, but this last Mizmar B'Dabar Al Oylam Anishami Shalonu Ma'ba Shiyakinar Ben Eser Neiman. We say Alei Asar Alei Goyim B'Chinar. Alei Asar means on a musical instrument that has 10 strings. L'chayn Omer Halalu Eser Pamim V'Aken Gam B'Mizmar Shalyam HaShabbos we say Alei Asar. Vagamba Hayalma Harayam Hashabbos Mein Alam Abba Amar David Alei Asar. Vayim Bemedrash Hakina Shadav Menagim by Haya Basaranim. And David had a 10-stringed instrument. Umasha Kaiflin Apasik Kaila Neshama Talaka. Some people are surprised. They open it to Ilum and it doesn't say Kaila Neshama Talaka Haluka twice. Oh, he says it once. So why do we say it twice? And b'tur beis yaisi b'shem avu draham l'fishu saif psuchi de zimra v'metam zeh kaif l'pasik Hashem yimlach l'olam v'ayim b'saif shir asayim. The custom is that when a section finishes, you double the pasik, or if it's a bracha, you say amen, like uvnei yirushalayim v'kashem amen, v'bracha Hashem v'ayim rach v'yirushalayim amen. You end with an amen. Many people are not aware, in Shulchan Aruch it says, when you say Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad in Ma'ariv, there are those who have a custom to say Amen. Now we don't have a custom to say Amen. It says it's better to finish it together with the Chazan and then answer Amen for yourself and for the Chazan together. Which is what I try to do when I'm ahead of the Chazan, I try to finish with him. So it's easy, you know, it's a chumrah that's easy, it doesn't take much. But anyway, an ending has something that shows the ending, and that's why Kol Neshama Talaka, it shows that it's an ending. Mashalom Ma'adav Adayma L'Tayfer Beged, like someone who sews, Shekaifel Aschayra G'shoi Se'imra B'Seif HaBeged, you fold over the material at the end, K'day Shalai Tiftach, so it shouldn't open up, K'may Kein, K'day Shalai Arvav Ashira S'Hashen Es B'Yachad, K'ayfel Seif Ashira. So really, Kol Neshama Talaka HaLuka is the end of Psukah de Zimra, and then we add the other things that we add.